Exclusive. Chip Roy to introduce Mamdani Act targeting communists, Marxists, socialists, Islamists and immigration system. By Jasmine Jordan on April 19, 2026. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, is set to introduce legislation that would make inadmissible, deportable, denaturalizable, and ineligible for naturalization any alien who advocates for, belongs to, or is affiliated with a socialist, communist, Chinese communist, or Islamic fundamentalist party, or who advocates for, is affiliated with, or belongs to an organization that advocates socialism, communism, Chinese communism, Marxism, or Islamic fundamentalism. According to the bill text, Roy would amend existing immigration law to prohibit the admission and naturalization of any alien who is or was a member of, affiliated with, or advocates or advocated for a Chinese Communist Party, Socialist Party, Islamic Fundamentalist Party, or any other totalitarian party, or subdivision or affiliate thereof, domestic or foreign. The legislation would also apply to any alien who is or was affiliated with, or who advocates or advocated for, any organization that advocates socialism, communism, Chinese communism, Marxism, or Islamic fundamentalism. The bill would also create new grounds for deportation. Under the legislation, an alien could be removed from the United States if he has engaged, is engaged, or at any time after admission engages in advocacy for communism, Chinese communism, socialism, Marxism, or Islamic fundamentalism, writes, distributes, circulates, prints, displays, possesses, or publishes any written, electronic, or printed matter that advocates those ideologies or that is on behalf of or advocates for such parties, or is, has been, or becomes a member of or affiliated with such parties or organizations. Related, Mamdani calls for U.S. to follow Islam's teaching on immigration and welcome strangers. The measure further provides that any determination made under its inadmissibility, deportability, naturalization, or denaturalization provisions shall be final and shall not be subject to review by any court. Roy told Breitbart News. Why do we continue to import people who hate us? Not just for the last 6 years, but for the last 60 years. Our immigration system has been cynically used to disadvantage American workers' competitiveness in favor of mass importing the third world. This has not just led to higher crime and lower wages, but also the promulgation of hostile ideologies fundamentally opposed to American values. By targeting the Red-Green Alliance, this legislation deploys new tools to fight back against the Marxist and Islamist advance that has devastated Europe and has now arrived on our doorstep, especially in my home state of Texas. A one-page summary of the legislation presented to Breitbart News by Roy's office argues that the United States has, for decades, maintained an immigration system that undermines both labor competitiveness and American values. The summary states that immigration policies favoring foreign nationals from underrepresented countries and chain migration have contributed to dangerous levels of opposition to classical American political doctrines, like free market capitalism. The one-pager also points specifically to New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, stating that the very presence of Zoran Mamdani and those like him who champion Marxist ideologies demonstrates how the immigration system enables the mass importation of Marxists and Islamists. Roy's forthcoming legislation follows a series of bills and statements he has issued in recent months regarding Sharia law and Islamist movements. Related, Mamdani, no hesitation raising taxes despite admitting New York exodus. In October 2025, Roy introduced the Preserving a Sharia Free America Act, legislation that would bar foreign nationals who observe Sharia law from entering or remaining in the United States. Roy said at the time that Sharia law was incompatible with our Judeo-Christian founded Western civilization laws and warned that the United States could face conditions similar to those in Europe if the issue is not addressed. Roy said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily that there is a significant and growing presence of individuals in the United States adhering to Sharia law, citing Dearborn, Minneapolis, New York, and Texas. He specifically referenced Mamdani, saying the New York politician was very clearly an Islamist Marxist. The congressman also referenced the East Plano Islamic Center development in Texas, known as Epic City, describing it as essentially an Islamic enclave. Roy argued that the United States cannot have parallel legal systems and said he introduced legislation because future administrations could be potentially problematic. Roy has pointed to Mamdani's association with Imam Siraj Wahaj, whom prosecutors identified as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. After Mamdani posted photographs with Wahaj last fall, Roy said the Department of Homeland Security and Department of Justice should scrutinize Mamdani's background, warning that you cannot lie in the naturalization process about ties to terrorists or Marxists/communists. Roy has pressed Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport for answers after a Christian pastor alleged he had been denied access to an airport chapel during a Muslim prayer service. Roy said the incident raised serious questions about whether public facilities were being used for religious advocacy, ideological conformity, or exclusion.